Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, February 4th, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. And I tell you what, we've got a packed out call. We've got folks that are calling in from coast to coast from all over North America. And we know that you're excited. We're very excited to be joined this morning by the CEO of Legal Shield, Mr. Jeff Bell. We are so grateful that he has taken time out of what we know is an extremely busy schedule to spend some time with us here this morning. We are so excited to hear from him. You know him well from events that you've met him personally, and certainly our national events where he has just ignited the stage as he has shared his wisdom and his perspective. We are certainly grateful for his leadership, and his really his humble servant leadership is a great example to all of us. We are so excited to have him on the call this morning, and without further ado, Mr. Bell, we are excited to turn the call over to you. Thank you again for joining us, sir.
Thank you so very much, Mike and Mark Riches, both of you incredible leaders with great vision and great passion. And I thank you so very much. I believe very strongly that to serve is to lead and that to teach is to lead. And I'm just absolutely humbled by the invitation to spend some time today to try and do a little bit of both. With that stated, sometimes I always have to smile because, you know, many times I think each of us, when we hear, oh, this person is humble, we think that they may be meek, that they're humble, that they may be demure or introverted. I want to be very clear that I am humbled, but I am also extraordinarily passionate. Passionate to the very core of my soul that we are pursuing something that is absolutely magical and quite unique in the business world, and that is the chance to do really something powerfully good for society as we're also seeking to do well for ourselves. So many times we're taught growing up, and quite frankly, it's probably propagated by people who both have money and don't have money. For those of us that would perhaps like a little bit more money, we're sort of taught as children and growing up that, oh, these greedy people. You know, the way that wealthy people are portrayed, the fat cats, they're abusive, you know, they have no virtues or values. And then we also hear a lot of griping that money doesn't matter, generally from people that don't have it. You know, again, too much negative self-talk. You know, you can't do it. You're not, you know, capable of earning money or doing better than your present station in life. I feel, again, that we must be very clear and reject each of those two statuses. We need to provide hope for all people. And I just love the fact that we're in a business where you're able to really change one life by protecting and empowering them with Legal Shield and ID Shield, two very powerful services, one that clearly protects those that in their greatest time of need, when they suffer an identity theft, they suffer some other violation of their personal privacy, that we are steadfast and true in both supporting them and then doing the right thing to do whatever it takes to restore their status as an individual identity and citizen in both North Canada and in the United States. And equally on the Legal Shield side, to be able to not just be there when something bad happens. Again, that's critical. But I don't want it to always feel like, oh, this is a service for, you know, when bad things happen. You know, I was just talking with my incredible executive assistant, Shelby Grove, who just purchased a new car. And I asked her, I said, now, did you have the financing document reviewed by, you know, the law firm? She said, oh, you know, I didn't. I said, well, it's not too late. I want you to do it right now because you're still in the grace period for this. Because sometimes, as we know, in your excitement to buy a new vehicle, to get financing, to feel great about the fact that your credit score got you a great finance rate, et cetera, we might overlook something like an extra $500 fee that is, you know, placed in there and maybe even, you know, kind of lightly sold, almost hinted at that it's required when it's not really required. And, of course, there may be there, and then guess what? You're also paying the interest rate for the full term against that dollar amount. So, again, I'm hopeful that that didn't happen. But It's one of those things that we're trying to empower all people to have all documents reviewed without having to worry about paying by the hour. Again, we want to make sure that the same true for leasing an apartment, buying a home. We want to make sure before you sign an employment contract, even a contract in your personal business, that you always have the knowledge and confidence that, no, it is not an excess expense. It's part of a very powerful process of living free with Legal Shield. You know, before I go any further, I just want to say that, there are some incredible leaders that are on this call. I talked about Mark and Mike Riches. I also know that Jim Tanner in this organization, such an incredible friend and servant leader himself, and building a business with his partner, Danielle Rousseau, just really building a strong and powerful business in an incredibly difficult marketplace of Massachusetts. And I say that because of the regulatory burden that exists there. And if you don't mind my saying, if you haven't heard the news, we are committed to knocking down barriers. My service to you as the CEO is to eliminate barriers and to try and place accelerators so that you can have all of the dreams fulfilled that you wish to pursue. And if you didn't get the news, we deregulated two states starting on February 1st. The first is Alabama, basically eliminating $147 in state fees and upwards of 2 weeks of regulatory and bureaucratic process. It is now gone. And we did exactly the same thing in Illinois. It has been eliminated. There is no longer a requirement. And in case you have new team members, new associates in the month of January, we were tracking them. They'll be receiving a refund of any fees that they paid in January automatically today. And just as an FYI, if you have any that for whatever reason, despite our best intentions and efforts, do not receive that, please contact Associate Services and we will make sure that they get that refund. But we have been paying great attention to make sure that we could automatically send that money back to your new team members if they joined in January. And I want to say further, I bring up Jim and Danielle, is that they're in the most difficult domino. And that may be the last one to fall, Massachusetts. Right next to it, New York, New Jersey. But we are aiming for them. We are gunning for them. I will let you know that we have great news coming later this year that is definitive and complete for the state of Texas. So you should be building your business with great pride and aggressiveness without using the excuse of those regulatory barriers. We are targeting with very significant purpose and intent to deregulate Tennessee, Nevada as well. And so we are moving forwards. This is an effort led by Carrie Norris, our chief legal officer, and we are extraordinarily pleased. It is not just a question of renegotiating with a regulator. We have also learned that sometimes our efforts should be pointed more towards the legislature in these states and jurisdictions where we can get new laws passed that liberate us to pursue our crusade without having inappropriate oversight is the best way that I would say it. I know Scott Brooks, incredible leader in this organization. Thank you for all you do, just again with that servant heart, protecting and empowering people. Adam and Alicia Thompson, again, building a business from strength to strength. Thank you. Dave Paperno as well, Rebecca Baker. The list goes on, but if you don't mind my saying, I'm asking all of those leaders, the Riches as well, it's time for us to double the list of not only executive directors. We need to double the number of bronze, the number of silvers, the number of golds within this organization, and we need more representation on the Platinum World Council. Together we go higher. There's no limitation. If you want to dream big, dream big. My friends, as we pursue bringing employee benefits to more and more citizens in the United States and Canada, we need to dream big, but you've got to want it and then work it because it's worth it. I have said all along there is a lot of money in this business for those who are willing to work for that money. This is not winning the lottery. We all know that. As we pursue employee benefits, we know that you've got to have a plan and you have to work that plan. You have to be able to both be elated with success but also overcome challenges and setbacks that you will encounter. That's life. See, it's only worth it if you earn it. But I also want to be very clear, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. You've got to both love the work, but then you have to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor, personally, with your family, with your friends, with your community. You need to be able to also understand that you got to want it and work it to make it worth it, but you've got to enjoy the fruits of those labors. Now, I want to take just an extra moment, if I could, and talk a little bit about business solutions and employee benefits. Now, again, as background, the truth is that we're not alone. There are times in life where businesses sometimes are the only provider of a service. And there are two risks. It seems wonderful, but there are two risks. Ask Google. They almost have a monopoly. But guess who's looking over their shoulder? It's the government, because governments don't like monopolies. They're trying to protect citizens, consumers, et cetera. So if you're only provider, you have the government. And then second, all due respects, you're going to have somebody gunning for you. You know, when you have the only market share, then you find yourself the target of those who may try and find more disruptive ways, creative ways, and better ways to provide than the service that you're providing today. Now, I consider ourselves more a disruptor than a monopoly, because the truth be told, we know that in this space with business solutions, there are competitors. Some of them are national and very large, like MetLife, the former Hyatt franchise, or AROG, smaller, but still present. And then sometimes we see more regional players, whether it's U.S. legal. We also see that there are some other plans, Legal Plan of America, that may pop up in competitive circumstances, or you may, in fact, encounter them and wish to conquest the business that they have with our superior products and services. The thing is that we've got to be laser-focused on what makes us great, but we also don't want to be naive and negligent in understanding what things they do and how they do them, and that they are a risk. They are a risk to us. It's a competition. When we enter the field of play, we wish to win. We don't want to lose. And for many of you, of course, if you've had competition and you've lost, it's bitter. It's a bitter moment, because you've worked hard, and if you go head-to-head and lose, no one likes that feeling. If you've gone head-to-head and won, you feel the elation and the joy of knowing that you worked hard and that you've succeeded. I bring this up because so many of the things that we're trying to do is to prepare us in this 21st century, not the 20th century, in the 21st century, to ensure that we truly win and become by far the best alternative in employee benefits for legal services as well as identity theft protection services. We cannot ignore where some of our competition have played. And as a consequence, we have undertaken, and again, I will say without any embarrassment, we are not perfect. I personally am a man of faith. I believe that there is no perfection here on earth, but we begin and then we listen, we learn, and we adapt. And we have taken an approach to try and improve our competitiveness against companies like MetLife and ARAG. We introduced the national plan. We've never had a national legal plan before, a national identity theft protection plan before. We do now. And before, we were simply excluded from those very large employers, those very large benefit brokers that were trying to deal with multiple states, and in many cases, multiple countries. But now we have a framework to begin to engage and succeed in competing. Because if we cede 100% market share in the large broker space to MetLife and or ARAG, they simply grow bigger and bigger. They invest more in technology and in services, and it is an existential threat to us. You have to understand that I view my fiduciary obligation to the company as one that extends beyond my own life. I'm not in it for me. I'm in it for our crusade, the true fulfillment of a better service with better value, with greater opportunity for entrepreneurs who wish to work hard and to prosper. Now, with all that said, many of the things that we did, while well-intended, we've also heard from what I am so proud to announce is a co-creation and co-governance committee that is really running our business of business solutions. It is company and including Mark and Mike Rich's associate-led co-creation and co-governance. And some of the things that you may have noticed, for instance, is changes in the declaration process. Well-intended. We put that out so that associates could have a conversation with their existing accounts to make sure that if there was ever a broker of record change, they wouldn't get kicked to the curb, that the human resource professional would say, I enjoy, you know, working with you, Judy Johnston, okay? By the way, one of the top producers from New Mexico. I enjoy working with you, and even if I change from locked in to hub, or maybe for the very first time in our company's history, we employ a benefit broker, be it Mercer or Willis Towers Watson or Acrisure or Lawley, I want to work with you. This is your account. That's why we created the declaration. Again, well-intended, perhaps overstepping. We said, why don't you use it to open your new groups? We got the feedback. Unnecessary. We'll handle it. Obviously, we've made a change in policy. We don't wish to be the barrier when we're trying to knock down barriers to help you succeed in your business. You know, we also are, I think, announcing today, you'll see, a very clear and transparent eligibility for what it means to work with very large employer accounts. You know, we got feedback. The GBSMs that were created, Scott Brooks, you know, but they're favorites. They're like the favorite children. They're the most loved. They were handpicked. Suspicion abounded. No. That's not our intention. Sorry we did it the wrong way. Now we're publishing guidelines on, here it is, associate. If you wish to dream big, if you want it, then you got to work it. And when you achieve that eligibility, welcome. Welcome to another part of your business development. You'll be seeing, of course, once eligibility is presented, that this co-creation with associates, like the Riches and governance, we will then identify those associates that have, congratulations, they are in fact going to be eligible, if they so choose, to participate in that part of the business. I do want to remind everyone that there are 5.7 million small businesses in the United States. We have about 34,000 of them. So the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, where truly there is no competition from MetLife and ARAG, where there are literally hundreds, if not millions, of opportunities that are present just where you do business yourself every day with a dry cleaner, with a doctor's office, you have the ability to protect and empower those employees and introduce more than likely a concept that many of them have never even considered and improve the quality of their own business operation when you do so. There are more things that we're going to be talking about in terms of, again, empowering associates to do well while they're doing good in all employee benefits, in small, in medium, and in large. But the most important thing you should know is that this family, this business organization, is very well represented with both of the Riches, deeply engaged in amending and improving all of our policies for the benefit of all. By the way, we also wish to protect associates against other associates, and I don't mean to stir up or poke a bear, but a lot of our time here in the home office is also adjudicating if one associate accuses another of stealing their account. So again, there's only one thing, and that's goodness and righteousness, but understand that there's no us versus them, there's just us, and that we go higher together. Hey, before I end, I also want to really talk about the fact that that Dave Paperno, who I mentioned earlier in California, Dave has over 20,000 personal membership sales and was a top producer, number one, in January for this organization. And I thank you, Dave, I do. And I mentioned Judy, but also Chris and Casey Evans in Tennessee, the number three producer. Congratulations to you. One of the things that's wonderful to know is that no woman and man is an island, and in this business, we celebrate team building. You know, many of you may have experience in the insurance business more broadly. I've never met an insurance agency where there's just one person. At least if there was, it's not the most successful agency I've ever met. There has to be a full team moving forwards, and that means you need to recruit professionals into this business. Chris Corley in Tennessee was the number one recruiter for your organization in January. Congratulations, Chris. Seven recruits. Guess what? You're seven times more powerful than you were before you entered the month of January 2019. And I mentioned Adam and Alicia Thompson, again, building their business in Kentucky with five additional team members. Congratulations to you. And there were four different leaders tied with four recruits: Terry Mortimer, Richard Miller, Susan Pellegrinetti, and Michael Dagan. All of you should be proud, because when you empower a new member, you've changed one life. But when you have empowered and protected a new associate member, you have the chance through them to touch and improve tens of thousands of lives. My friend, my time is up. I just want to say thank you for inviting me. My name is Jeff Bell, and I hope that you feel like I do, that you're just getting started. Regardless of the success that we've had, we know that together at Legal Shield, we build a better world, because we know that the best is still yet to come. God bless you. God bless Canada, the United States, and the United Kingdom. Now let's go make it happen.
Mr. Bell, wow, thank you so very much for sharing such incredible wisdom here with us this morning. We really do appreciate your time and your leadership and your perspective. It's just incredible. And I'll tell you what, those are some exciting announcements that we're seeing already to start the month of February. Deregulation in certain states, more on the horizon. That's always a great thing. And I love what you shared about this process of co-creation. It's something that obviously Mark and I have been blessed to be a part of, and it's such a refreshing and wonderful way to take this business to the next level. I know that our entire organization is excited for what is to come in 2019. Not just sitting back and waiting for things that are exciting, but to go out and make exciting things happen. That's what we're doing each and every day. We do appreciate you very, very much, and thank you again for joining us. I just wanted to congratulate and add my congratulations to those top producers and top recruiters for the month of January. Mr. Bell was kind enough to recognize some of our top producers and top recruiters. I want to just make sure that we cover our list, because we've got a great list on both sides. First of all, our recruiters. He mentioned Chris Corley, Adam and Alicia Thompson, Terry Mortimer, Richard Miller, Susan Pellegrinetti, and Michael Dagan. And then we've got, coming in at number seven, Mike Jackson out of Florida, Janet Thomas out of Texas at number eight, Jessica Hooten out of Montana at number nine, and Maggie Newton out of Kansas at number 10. Congratulations to each of them. And then on the top producer side, we've got Judy Johnston, who we are so excited about, Dave Paperno, and we, by the way, have Judy Johnston on the call from New Mexico, going to be talking to us in just a minute. Dave Paperno, Mr. Bell mentioned, over 20,000 memberships, coming in at that number two spot for January. That's pretty exciting. Chris Evans out of Tennessee, coming in at number three. Renee McKnight out of Oklahoma at number four. Congratulations to you, Renee. Rebecca Baker at number five out of California. So excited for her, and we thank her for her leadership. Melanie Davis Nabb out of Louisiana at number six. Sheila Carmen out of Texas here at number seven. I like, by the way, what Mr. Bell said about Texas. Exciting things coming for Texas. That's always great. The reality is, if you live in Texas, you're excited to live in the best state in the nation anyway. So let me just throw that out there. Mike Jackson out of Florida, number eight. Congratulations to you, Mike, on both that top recruiter and top producer list. Very excited for him, as well as Adam Alicia Thompson, again, making both lists. Exciting to see their business. And Jessica Hooten and Michael Dagan rounding out our top list of producers out of Florida. Congratulations to each of you for a fantastic month of January. We want to shine the light on you and recognize you, because we are so excited for your efforts. And team-wide, it was a fantastic month. It really was. I think that a lot of people took seriously what we were saying in the fourth quarter. We kept saying, you know, line appointments up, line appointments up. Don't just tell people you'll get back with them, but set enrollments, get actual appointments for January. And I think it's pretty obvious that people listened, because, again, it was a fantastic month. I love the recruiting side of our business as well, and to me that just speaks volumes to where people are at right now. There are thousands of people that would love to join this organization and are looking for an opportunity, in fact, like the one that we have. In fact, some are looking for an opportunity. They don't even know exactly what they're looking for, and yet when they learn about this business, when they learn about what we can do, and not just the money, but the difference that we can make, they're very attracted to that. And I have the privilege of being able to speak with people on a very regular basis who are just joining the business and just getting started, and it's great perspective. It really is to hear their excitement, and of course it's something I've been doing this for 16 and a half years. I'm more excited today than I've ever been, and I know that all of our leaders feel that same way. The timing is truly exceptional for what we do and what we have. I want to take the call to Judy Johnson in New Mexico. Again, our number one producer for the month of January, qualifying for executive director. And Judy is a phenomenal leader. Many of you know her. She's got just a wonderful heart. I know she's driven by, I'm sure she's driven by a lot of different things, but one of the things that drives her the most is being able to help people, as Mr. Bell said, with these memberships, the legal plan and the identity theft plan. She has partnered with several people and brokers in her area, and we've asked her just to share this morning what she did to become the top producer in the month of January. Judy, congratulations to you. Again, we thank you and recognize your incredible efforts for January. We'll turn the call over to you. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, Mike and Mark. I'm happy to be on the call. I'm always humbled to be on the call. I don't feel the deserve to be here, but I am happy. I did make executive director, and I have a very small team. So I did do 52 applications myself to get to executive director. But what I wanted to talk about was frame of mind. You have to keep your mindset that you're going to do it. I had a rough end of the month on the 31st. I had not made it, had to do a lot of work on the 31st to make it by the end of the day. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was a lot of people, field training. I'm the B2B trainer in the state of New Mexico now. And since I've plugged into Legal Shield and gotten to know people, it has really benefited my business. The big thing was this month was I didn't just do 52 applications. I actually did 85 applications, and I shared half with many people. A lot of people shy away from getting a field trainer because they have to share half the applications during that training. It's worth it. I mean, I wouldn't have had all the enrollments to get to executive director if I hadn't shared. So I really encourage people, if they're struggling, to get a hold of a field trainer and work with them. I have to admit that the biggest jump start to my business was field training, and it was with Master Mike, so it was a huge advantage, but that kicked off my business. So with that, I just want to go forth and get busy again. I do love protecting people. It's been my whole life. My jobs have been protecting people. This is just an extension of it for me. Thanks, guys.
Judy, congratulations to you again. We appreciate you sharing that, and I could not agree more. Field training is such a fundamental part of our business, and I always love when people get the big vision, when they get the big picture. Let me work with a field trainer. And yes, you're sharing some applications when you bring a group to the table and a field trainer brings their expertise. You bring a relationship and they bring their experience. You're both benefiting together. But I'll tell you, what you learn from a good field trainer is so worth having them involved. I could not agree more with you on that. I want to announce we've got a certification class coming up, a certification webinar, I should say, coming up this Wednesday, And so if you have not registered for that, you can do so at hrmcb2b.com. It's also in on our events page, so we'd encourage you to go take a look at the events page in the back office and register there for that webinar. That is a live webinar. It's something that if you've already gotten your certification, you can join that webinar just for training, just for the experience, just to be able to go through some of that information for a second time. It's never a bad thing. If you have not yet gotten your certification, then you would need to complete the online videos under the B2B Certification Employee Benefits link before the webinar. It's really kind of designed to review some of the key points of that online training. So again, complete the videos, and then you can register now, but then you'd get on that webinar. That's 9 a.m. Central Time, 9 to 11, this Wednesday, that we'll do that webinar. I know we've got a lot of people registered. We'll have a great webinar this Wednesday. We got exciting things coming up. One of the most exciting is next month. Can you believe we're finally saying next month? We will be in Dallas, Texas. We're going to invite y'all down to Dallas for Legal Shield's International Convention. To speak more about that, we heard Mr. Bell recognize Mr. Jim Tanner for his outstanding leadership this morning on the call. Jim, I could not agree more with what Jeff said. You are a fantastic leader in a market like Massachusetts, which is respectable in and of itself. But that's just, you know, that's an obstacle, the licensing and regulation. But you have not let that slow you down to achieve Platinum Executive Director, to join the Platinum World Council, to earn your $200,000 ring. That is the kind of leadership that we respect, admire, and put forth to everyone in our organization, and we're grateful for you. We'd love for you to catch us up on what we need to be doing right now to get ready for Dallas and any other thoughts that you have on the call this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Mr. Riches, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on, and welcome to all of our agents from sea to shining sea. I'll tell you what, I'm excited. It was great to hear from Mr. Jeff Bell because I love his enthusiasm, and although I would be hard to argue that we are, that any leader in this organization isn't laser locked on and focused on what we need to do on a daily basis, it is just so great to hear the congruency of that from the CEO of Legal Shield. And I share Jeff Bell's acknowledgement of the leadership of Mark and Mike Riches for all of us in the field. I'm looking out the window here in my office, Mike Riches, and today it's going to be 50 degrees in Boston, Massachusetts. Now, that in and of itself is some fairly decent news, but what's so interesting about that is that it was nearly 10 below zero only a few days ago, and there's people listening on this call where it was 20 below zero and 30 below zero in their marketplace. But I just want to use that as an illustration and a reminder to all of us that nothing is standing still. The world is spinning. Everything changes. Our situation, our dynamic in this moment is just that. It's in this moment. And there were people that just basically just said, business is over for me because it's so cold. They couldn't see the spring that was coming, that the sun would be out again, that the snow would melt, and that the cold would subside. And I know that on a morning like this, when we all come together on a call like this, that we're all reminded not just of where we've been and where we are, but where we are going, and the sun is incredibly bright on this organization. I do want to share with you some insight into my years in this business and what I believe is a critical piece, a critical understanding of the difference between massive success, some success, and quite honestly, a word we don't like to use very often, but that word is failure. It's what I'm going to tell you now is so important, and yet it will seem like it couldn't possibly matter at the level that I'm talking about today, and that is this event coming up at the end of March in Dallas, Texas. An event that's been on my calendar since it was announced by Legal Shield about a year ago, because I would never dream of not being in Dallas, Texas, because I have seen the impact that these events have had on me personally and my business. And so my calendar is always in ink with these events. And as impactful and as wonderful as they are, they're, unfortunately, we only get one opportunity a year to come together at Legal Shield International Convention. We do have another opportunity in the fall to come together at Leaders at All Levels, which is a different leadership style event. But this is the big one. This is the icon. This is international convention. It happens only once a year. It is positioned in the spring so that you and I and our entire organizations can make the most of the year ahead to get the information we need, to hear about new incentives, to celebrate the successes of all of the men and women involved in our business and their results for 2018, to celebrate the wins, and to celebrate the bigger vision for the year ahead. It's just an absolutely incredible opportunity. And again, the difference in most people's business will be the difference between standing in that building, the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, with all of the leaders of this organization and all of Legal Shield's top producers and performers, or not. Just making the uninformed decision to wait and hear what happened from somebody else after the event. Now, I know the folks that got on this call this morning, you're what we call, what my wife would call, because she's smart, self-selecting audience. So this is the group of people that is probably already registered, probably already has their travel arrangements and accommodations set up. But in the case that you don't, I want to talk to you as leaders first. If you do not yet have your tickets, I have some good news for you. Your leaders here in this organization have come together and purchased ticket bundles, and there's a few tickets left in those bundles, which allows you a greatly reduced rate for the event. When those are gone, they're gone. Legal Shield site has tickets $159, $169, basically full price at this point, but you don't have to pay that because your leaders, Mark and Mike Richards and others, went and laid credit cards down a year ago and made sure that you could get the best rate. But when those limited tickets are gone, they're gone. So get them today. All you have to do is go into your agent back office, click the calendar icon, and scroll down to the Legal Shield Dallas International Convention event. Click on that, and you'll be able to register and get that rate. Now, since I know most of you already have your tickets, you're on this call, I want you to understand that a key component, Mr. Bell talked about just the sheer volume of businesses and the employees of those businesses that exist in the United States, in Canada, that we are not reaching on a daily basis. And here's why. There just simply are not enough of us. So that's why he's encouraging you, and I'm encouraging you, and all the leaders are encouraging you to learn the skill of getting into a leverage broker position and building out your own organization. And we are going to teach you how to do that, and also, while teaching you how to do that, we're going to teach you how to get those folks in your team plugged in, registered, and committed to be there with you in Dallas, Texas. Just imagine a future where not only are you in Dallas at the convention center, taking in all this great information, learning about all of the incentives and the programs that are going to fill out the rest of 2019, but that 2 or 3, 10 or 15, 20 or 30 members of your sales team, your organization, are experiencing that alongside of you. And then they all, just like you and I, leave Dallas and go back to Miami and Portland, Oregon and Toronto, Ontario, back to their home markets with all of this information, content, context, and incentives, and a spirit and a vision for the future of our great company. We all go back to our markets and explode. That's what happens, and that's what can happen to your business. And we want to teach you how to build that type of an organization. We do that every Monday evening on the same number you dialed in today. Every Monday evening, what we call the Success Team Leadership Call. And we would love to have you on that call with us. Just come to, again, dial the same number that you're on. It's 6 p.m. Central Time every Monday night. We'll be joined this evening by Mr. Mark Richards and myself. We've got great information and training for you on the call this evening. We'd love to have everybody there that's interested in building your team as well. Mike, I am so excited to see you and the entire organization when we come together. This will be the largest gathering of our team in our team's history. in March in Dallas, and I can't wait to see you in person again, sir. Thanks for having me on the call this morning, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Absolutely, Mr. Tanner. Thank you very, very much for your leadership, and I can't wait to see you and everyone in Dallas. It is going to be such a phenomenal event. Again, if you're not registered for that event, we highly encourage you to do so. It is going to be a lot of fun, and we'll be I'll just throw this out there again. We've got a special training on Wednesday before the convention. That's the 27th of March. And if you want to come in a day early or a couple days early, we'd love to have you there. I'll be joining with Rachel Lawton, who spoke on our call last week, Abby Parker, who just did a training webinar for us, Therese Frencha, and we'll be providing some employee benefit training there in Dallas previous to the event. I'm so excited to go out now to Cookeville, Tennessee. Mr. Mark Riches is joining us this morning. Mark, I know you're excited, having heard from Mr. Jeff Bell this morning, what a phenomenal job that he did in sharing with our team and our organization. I'm fired up, as I know you are as well. Thank you for joining the call this morning. We certainly appreciate your leadership, including everything you've done as part of this co-creation process that Jeff talked about. Your leadership has been instrumental in that process. I know a lot of folks don't understand that because they're not a part of those conversations, but I just want our team to know how just crucial Mr. Mark Rich's leadership has been, and we're excited to have you share some thoughts in closing here this morning with us. We'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Congratulations to everyone plugging in on the call this morning. It was wonderful to hear from Mr. Jeff Bell, and I just love how he said that, you know, he's really focused on knocking down barriers. And at the same time, you know, that's a full-time job, just knocking down the barriers and you know, making the systems better. But at the same time, he's on the back end pouring gasoline on the fire with incentives and bonuses, more incentives and bonuses than I've ever seen in my 23 years in the business, more money available right now. And I love how he said, you know, I don't remember the exact words, but there's a lot of money for those willing to work, and more money right now for new associates, more money right now for executive directors, more money right now for platinums. All those levels have more money available, more money for B2B solution sellers. I mean, the B2B incentives that they have on the table, the bonuses, never have I seen that much money on the table from Legal Shield. Literally millions of dollars being poured in to motivate us and incentivize us to go to work. And at the same time, they're leading the front by knocking down the barriers, forming these CPS groups, collaborative problem-solving groups, to help make it better. So thank you to Mr. Jeff Bell and all those involved in those processes. Congratulations. I want to add my congratulations to our top recruiters and top producers. I love mentioning the top recruiters, even though this is really our production call. It's about selling plans and marketing employee benefits. But none of us would be on the call. The call would have zero participants without recruiters. So I think it's fair to recognize them and recognize the power of going and building an agency. And I love the fact that we've got that Monday evening call. I'm still trying to adjust because that was a Thursday call for years and years and years. And we still have people, as of last week, showing up on the Thursday night call. So I don't know where they're missing the information. It was less. It was only four people. But you know, people get in the habit, and it's funny, on Thursday nights now I'm like, what do I do? What do I need? There's no call, but shift that energy to Monday night. I know it packs up this today with a lot of calls, but I think it's important to kick our week off in the right way. Mike, you were kind of bragging on Texas and how it's such a great place to live, but in those top three producers that Jeff mentioned, and the top three recruiters, I didn't hear Texas at all. I heard Tennessee three times in the top three of each category, but Texas just didn't make the top three in either category. I know they did fall down later in the top producers, top 10, but you know, I'm sure it's a great place to live, but it's not a really good place to recruit and produce, obviously. But hopefully you can get some of your team showing up on the top three next month, or this month in February. Jim Tanner, excited about Dallas as well. You know, Dallas is right around the corner. I know we've got probably everyone on this call registered. If you're not, the best thing you can do is change your mind, get there, get your ticket today. There's very limited tickets. I think we have now just 10 or so left. So lock down that ticket because there are a lot more getting them from Legal Shield. And then it's going to be Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is going to be the big event in the fall, the city I was born in. I have a lot of children out there in Utah and Idaho, so I'm excited about that event. And, Mike, I'm excited about Dallas next month as well, coming and seeing you. Okay, website updates. We've made a few updates on the HRMC website I wanted to make you aware of. One, I think this is a real exciting one. We've shortened the new agent training from 4.5 hours to 2.5 hours. Now, we're doing some test marketing here. We've stripped out of the new agent training everything that relates to, like, details of how to do our business. For example, the warm market list, setting up your warm market list. Now, this is an important part of doing the business, but I don't want to turn people off in the initial training. And Jim Tanner and I have had some great discussions on this by talking about warm market, because if a person joins our business and says, for example, in their mind, I want to focus on B2B and opening up companies, well, we don't want it to turn into an hour training on calling your friends and family and going to your warm market and doing those sample presentations, although that's an important process. So the new training, which we've also renamed, we're calling it the first step training, that first step training now is really focused on the membership. Now, we'll be updating the training videos over the next few weeks, but it's basically the outline is, you know, the importance of a legal access plan and of course, an ID Shield plan. And then we have a new video on there about the law firms, and it has several of the Legal Shield, the provider attorneys speaking. Really, really great video. We've added more testimonials. And so we're going to test that through February. We are right now sitting at about 50% completed training for January. So we had over 700 new agents join in January, and 50% of them have completed their online training. About 85-90% have started, but it's easy to start but not finish. So what we've done now is shorten that training. We're going to have a new crop of new agents in February. We're going to see if we can't raise that up to 70-80% completing training. We've cut it in half. Almost in half. So shortened the new agent training, stripped out some of the how-tos, and we've moved those, for example, the warm market training, the sample membership presentations, which I think are really, really great training for new associates, that we've moved all that to the individual sales training. So the training's still there. It's just under the individual sales training. But I wanted to make you aware of that. If you're on this call and haven't finished your training, hey, procrastination paid off. It's half the battle now. Go and finish it up. Okay, that's, of course, important for your team as you're recruiting and knowing that what we've done. We've also removed the quizzes. We're going to just see about removing those if that doesn't help increase the process as well. And so we've removed the quizzes, and we've and I already mentioned we moved those missing categories over to the individual sales training. We've also set up a new agent enrollment site, and this will become live here this morning, but we'll talk more about this on the call tonight. So I'm just going to mention it, but if you want to sign up another agent, and we encourage you to always be out there talking to agents, the old process was, you know, go to harvardbenefits.com, click on the agent access tab, you know, enter in my create new account, click on create new account. Think of all these steps, and those recruiters on the call know because we've memorized them. And then you need to enter an access code, and then you need to enter the CAPTCHA code, which proves you're not a computer, and blah, blah, blah. You know, and then they're finally able to start putting their account. So we now have set up a new site. It's called hrmcenroll.com. So hrmcenroll.com/your agent ID number. So all of us have that site. So hrmcenroll.com, write it down, slash your number. That's all you need. That is the extent. And so it's a little easier on your end, okay? You just send them there, and when they go there, they can immediately create an account. They don't need an access code because it's built into the site. We don't have the CAPTCHA on there, which is the, you know, little insignia for showing that you're not a computer. We've removed several of the fields for creating an account, like there's no date of birth requirement or address requirement, just city and state. So we've shortened that down. And instead of three steps, it's all one step. It's just on one page. You can go to it, hrmcenroll.com/your number, and see your enrollment site. But we've made it simpler, made it easier. And if you just give that site out, people can now enroll as an agent on your team quickly. It's easier for them, a lot easier for them, saves them three or four steps. And so that's something that we've done as well. Let's talk about incentives. I've got just a couple minutes left. There are a lot of incentives on the table. I want to talk, really focus on three of them right now that really apply to this group. One, we've hit this and talked about it, but it's the B2B incentives, the business-to-business, the solution incentives available for 2019. And it's so important to understand that the biggest dollars of this incentive program for all of 2019 is put right in this first quarter. So look at your chart, okay? And I hope you've printed it out. It's in the back office. Print this out, hang it on the wall. And you can see if you just open up five new groups. For example, if in the first quarter, that's January, February, March, you open up five new groups, you get a $1,000 bonus. So this is on top of the commissions, on top of the bonus, on top of the residuals. On top of that, you get $1,000 extra for opening up five groups. I think every person on this call, if you're focused on business solutions, should be able to do that. That ought to be a minimum goal. It's really about 1.5 groups a month, which is really not that impressive of production. The other, go up one more level, and we're going to have a lot of folks hit this, and you go and open 10. That's not another 10, it's just another 5. So if you open up 10 new groups in the first quarter of 2019, listen to this carefully, this is really important, you get an additional $1,600. So you have to understand that column, all these numbers are cumulative, meaning that you get the 1,000 when you hit your 5, plus you get another 1,600 when you get another 5. So just think about this and make sure you understand it. For opening up 10 groups in the first quarter, it's $2,600 in bonuses. That is huge. I opened up 10 groups in many quarters. I never got a bonus. I've never got any kind of money like this. Now, of course, I've written a lot of business lately, but I'm telling you what, that is exciting to me. And then the next level, you do 15, you average 5 groups a month. That's out there hustling. Now, that's top producing. There are 5 groups per month, or 15 groups total in the quarter, and you get a total of, it's $2,500 in new money, plus the $1,600 you already got, plus the $1,000. So remember, these are cumulative numbers. That's what's important to understand. And you can go beyond that. There's really no limit, as you can see on the chart. And then they also have a premium. And in March at the convention, we're going to be announcing a new premium-driven compensation plan. So understanding premium, Performance Club works on premium. So you might say, well, I don't know what he's talking about, premium. Performance Club is premium. You need 180 points, right, to PC Pro qualify. Well, what is the 180? How do you get a point? You do a dollar membership. So you sell every dollar in premium, it gives you a point. So we're shifting over as a company to that type of premium-based, and you can see that the business solution incentives are already at that. If you do $550 in premium dollars, you get a $250 bonus, and so on. And so, again, these are, it says that right, real big at the bottom, cash bonuses are cumulative, okay? So these incentives and bonuses you add together, and you can hit multiple levels. Who cannot in the first quarter write $550 in premium dollars? We have people like Dave Paperno that are writing, $2,000 in premium dollars monthly. So you can start adding up how much extra bonus dollars they're getting, and those are quarterly amounts in any 3 months. Well, those aren't quarterly. Yeah, January through March. So anyway, it combines all the first quarter together. I'm excited about that. B2B incentives, print it, understand it. If you don't understand it, call your sponsor. Make sure that you understand how you need to go out and earn that. And make sure, this is another key thing, there's going to be people that miss a $1,000 bonus because of what I'm going to say. You got to have Legal Shield Advantage. So Legal Shield Advantage is $19.95 a month if you do it through a bank draft, $20.95 if you do it through a credit card. And you've got to have that in place or you won't get any bonuses and incentives. So you've got to make sure that when you log on to your Harvard back office that it says that right in the middle. We've put it probably in the most convenient place to see, and it says Legal Shield Advantage, yes or no. If that doesn't say active, you got to go get that fixed to make sure that you're active on Legal Shield Advantage. Second incentive I want to mention is the ED for Life. The company's given a $15,000 bonus for going out and executive director qualifying, which all of our B2B training focuses on going out and writing 50 sales a month. Well, if you write 50 sales a month, you're going to hit that executive director level very quickly. By the third month, you're at the executive director level, and that's starting at the very bottom of the plan. So you go out there and you write 50 sales a month, and you can't do 49 one month. You got to hit 50 every single month. But if you do that month after month, after 3 months of hitting executive director, the company gives you a $5,000 bonus. And then every consecutive month that you hit executive director, they give you an additional $1,000 a month. And I think on the ninth month, they give you a $2,000 bonus. The total of those bonuses are $15,000. That incentive is called ED for Life. Now, you only have to ED for 1 year to get the $15,000. And you get $5,000 after just 3 months. So I just want to make sure you know that that's on the table. What I'm trying to do today is lay out the money on your desk that Legal Shield's put in the plan and make sure you understand what it takes to go get that. And I challenge you to go get that. I challenge you to be at the executive director level every single month. And I want a record number of our Harvard agents going out and claiming that extra 15 grand that Legal Shield has on the table. And the third one is the Mad Streak. Now, this is really a bonus for recruiters, people that recruit, and also for new associates. So if you're a brand new associate and you have not written a sale yet, I challenge you, this bonus is for you. Go out and sell a plan. So you say, well, what do I need to do to get that bonus? Go sell a membership. So if you go sell a membership today or this week, and you're still within your first 20 days as an associate, so it's just for brand new associates, not agents, but associates. If you're brand new as an associate and you're in your first 20 days, you're in your fast start period, you get a $25 bonus for selling that first membership. That might not seem like a lot, but it's an extra $25, okay? So instead of, if you sold a $49.90, instead of getting $60, you get an additional $25 on top of the $60, okay, $85. Also, your sponsor gets a $25 bonus. So they're rewarded for helping you get out and get into production. MAD stands for making a difference. So now you've made a difference. Signing up doesn't really make a difference, but going out and protecting someone with a Legal Shield or ID Shield membership makes a difference, MAD, MAD. So the MAD bonus is paid by going out and writing your first sale. And you also, if you recruit your first associate, and it's not an agent, but you have to recruit an associate, get a Legal Shield associate, you get another $25. So if you're doing your 3-in-1, which is what most of us focus on, 3 members, 1 recruit, got a lot of people running on that right now, they've just added an additional $50 on top of the $180, the $180 that's already there. I think the $180 is huge. So you get $180 bonus for Fast Start Qualifying plus $50 by doing all of that in your first 20 days. We have a lot of new associates. We had more associates last month than we've had in a lot of months. It's not a record month, but it was a big month of recruiting, and I challenge you to go out and get Fast Start Qualified now, 3-in-1 or 6, doesn't matter, and you get those extra dollars available. And the sponsor gets a match on all of that. So a sponsor gets the $50 match on the first member and first associate, and they get a $180 match when you go out and Fast Start Qualify. So both are motivated, which is a perfect incentive program. It's good to have the new associate motivated, but it's really good when your sponsor is equally yoked to that goal. They're going to get an equal commission amount, a bonus amount. And so they should be on the phone with you. They should be calling and reminding you about the call. They should be focused on helping you get those first three and one in. Let's have a record month. We got some beautiful plaques that we're sending out. We sent out a ton of plaques last week. You know, when I see those going out, I know people are serious about their business. They're leveling up, and they're taking full advantage of the money that Legal Shield's put on the table. So I challenge you to do that. I'm excited about the B2B certification webinar this Wednesday from 9-11. Hope all of you plug into that if you're not yet B2B certified. And again, thank you. Our Friday roundtable call we've put in the back office. It's in the first section there under conference calls. You'll find it, but it says B2B Roundtable Archives, so those that might miss that call, it's on a Friday morning, so sometimes you're working and aren't able to make the call, you can listen to the playback of it. But I was on the call and really, really enjoyed it. Some great Q&A and interaction from our top field producers. Again, excited about February. We've already kicked it off in a big way. Let's go make this your best month ever. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call over to you.
Fantastic, Mark. Again, we want to thank everyone who has participated here this morning on our call. We had just a phenomenal crowd from coast to coast. Thank you again to Mr. Mark Riches for sharing that incredible information. Thank you to Mr. Jim Tanner and Ms. Judy Johnston for sharing on the call. And certainly we again express our appreciation to Mr. Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, for sharing his wisdom with us this morning as well. Folks, let's go out and make this week count. We have got we're in a crucial time here as we build up towards the international convention next month, as we get into the grind of this first quarter. This is the time that decision makers of the companies that we are calling on are ready to hear our message. But it doesn't matter how many decision makers are ready if you and I are not out there sharing the message, and I hope that our activity is higher this week than it ever has been before. Again, thank you to all of those who participated. God bless every one of you. We wish you the very best.